This is Jen Rowland, and I want to welcome you to day 3 of The Unexpected Gifts of Pain, a 5-day audio series designed to help you find God's treasures in the darkness. Each day, we're exploring one gift God offers in the midst of our pain, along with practical strategies to reclaim the peace, hope, and joy Jesus promises. My prayer is that this series will help you shift your perspective on suffering and invite your pain to propel you toward healing and wholeness. In today's episode, we're unwrapping God's gift of gratitude. Listen in. A few months ago, I finally got an appointment with a rheumatologist. Since I had tested positive for HLA-B27, a gene correlated to a higher susceptibility for certain autoimmune diseases, she ordered additional blood work and x-rays. After spending half a day at the hospital, the doctor was still unable to identify an underlying condition for my chronic pain. I left that appointment feeling incredibly discouraged. It had been almost 2 years of seeking a diagnosis, months of waiting to see the doctor due to COVID, and hours spent doing more testing only to feel like I was back at square one. The moment I walked out of the building, I spotted a man no older than myself wearing a thick blue helmet and walking with a cane. The arm of a young woman was wrapped around his waist to steady him, and a nurse was positioned on the opposite side to provide extra support. The young man was likely going to the brain trauma recovery unit on the bottom level, and I watched as he took slow, methodical steps. He moved his right foot, then his left, and then he paused to regain his balance before mustering up the courage to do it all over again. I was suddenly filled with a profound sense of gratitude, so much so that after I passed him, I stopped right there on the sidewalk and I prayed. I thanked God for the ability to perform simple activities of daily living and for an awareness to never take anything for granted. It is possible to be in pain and still praise God, to hold grief and gratitude at the same time, to feel both sorrow and joy. In the life of a Christian, the latter should trump the former because we know our pain is not wasted and our trials will bear godly fruit. Pouring out our pain, sorrow, anxieties, and anger to the Lord does not offend him and is actually a healthy way for healing to begin. There is an entire book of the Bible, Lamentations, where Jeremiah shares his grief and distress with God. In Psalm 38, we witness David cry out, "All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you." He shares his raw emotions and his prayer bridges the gap between his pain and trusting God. In verse 15, David says, "Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord, my God." Our laments are not indicative of a lack of faith. They are an act of faith. They lead to trust and are a pathway from grief to praise when we are going through crippling life circumstances. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, the Apostle Paul challenges us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Prayer and gratitude are a spiritual prescription for renewed hope, a fresh perspective, and fullness of joy that is found in God's presence. Gratitude does not remove our pain and sorrow, and it is not a substitute for grief. However, gratitude invites us to be thankful for what we do have, and it shifts our focus from our problems to God's provisions. Pain is not a prerequisite for gratitude, but as I age and witness the fragility of life, I have developed a deeper appreciation for things once overlooked: a beautiful sunset, a hot cup of coffee, and a smile from a stranger at the store. Even though my body no longer moves like it used to, I am grateful for the ability to walk and swim. And as this is likely the last year that all three of my kids will believe in Santa, I am also thankful for the wonder and excitement expressed by a child who has not yet given the state of our world permission to steal their joy. The more I go through trials, the more my gratitude and love for the Lord increases. I realize things I previously placed my hope in, such as perfect health or external peace, are fleeting. And so I praise the God who has given me a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is where true hope is found, an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Just as Christ's suffering preceded his glory, our pain and suffering in this life precedes and prepares us for the glory that is to come. Our present troubles may seem overwhelming, but they are small in the context of eternity and will soon be replaced by complete healing and restoration on the day we meet Jesus in heaven. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18 in the New Living Translation reads, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." This is why Paul calls us to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. He knew Jesus' suffering was not the end of the story, and it's not the end of ours either. This eases our anxiety, increases trust in God's sovereignty, and inspires gratitude. Putting it into practice. Even in the midst of pain, we can rise to Paul's challenge to practice gratitude. On a large scale, I am thankful that my name is written in the book of life and can never be blotted out. On a smaller scale, I am thankful for God's word and worship music that nurtures my soul. I'm thankful for God's forgiveness and his mercies that are new every moment. I'm thankful for a godly spouse who extends grace when I make mistakes and who doesn't hold grudges. I'm thankful for good friends and my church who encourage me in my walk with Christ. And I am thankful for opportunities to serve others and help spread the light of Jesus into dark corners of our world. What are you thankful for? Write down 5 or more items in a gratitude journal and/or share it on social media with the hashtag grateful. Challenge yourself to make gratitude a regularly practiced spiritual discipline and watch what God will do. Thank you for tuning in to day 3 of the Unexpected Gifts of Pain. If you found today's episode helpful, leave a comment on my blog or share it with a friend. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 4, where we'll be unwrapping the gift of purpose. May God's grace and peace be with you.